Item number 1214, briefing on Plan Melbourne. I don't remember the word. Do we have a mover or a seconder?
Ms. Mellon was about to present.
Oh, you shouldn't have had the chance.
Thank you, yeah. Councillor. The purpose of this report is to inform Council on the policy directions of the recently released State Government Metropolitan Planning Strategy, Plan Melbourne, particularly as they relate to the City of Melton, and highlight any changes from the previously approved Plan Melbourne 2014. State Government prepares metropolitan planning strategies to manage Melbourne's growth and change and provides a long-term vision for the city and identifies outcomes and directions to manage that change. These strategies are then implemented through the State Planning Policy Framework and all planning schemes, including the City of Melton's planning scheme. In 2014, the State Government adopted a new metropolitan planning strategy, Plan Melbourne, and Council made submissions at all relevant stages. In November 2014, a new government was elected, and they announced that they would refresh the content of Plan Melbourne to take into account the new government policies. Melton City Council also made a submission to Plan Melbourne refresh discussion paper in December 2015. On the 11th of March 2017, State Government released the finalised Metropolitan Strategy, Plan Melbourne 2017-2050, and the report before you outlines the key changes made to Plan Melbourne between 2014 and 2017, as they relate to the City of Melton. The report provides details and a summary of the key elements of the plan. But in summary, a number of issues raised in the Melton City Council submissions to the previous iterations of the plan have been included, including Toolan being reinstated as a metropolitan activity centre, clearer direction on the urban growth boundary, the inclusion of the Western Industrial Precinct being identified as a state significant industrial precinct, and the identification of the Western and Calder freeways as state significant road corridors. Given the City of Melton is a growth area, it is important to note that the released plan has fixed the urban growth boundary and has not provided any mechanism to further expand it, unlike the previous iteration of the plan. There are a number of items detailed in Section 1 and 5 of this report that have not been addressed by Plan Melbourne that were contained in Council's submission, relating to the viability of the Green Wedge, the Western Grassland Reserves, and an analysis and review of the commercial and housing policies of the state. Whilst these are not specifically mentioned in Plan Melbourne, Council continues to advocate for certainty around these issues, and the plan does not preclude work being undertaken to examine these commercial and housing policies. Melton City Council in its submission criticised the plan for an absence of a clear implementation strategy, and this has been addressed in the revised plan with the release of a 5-year implementation plan, including 112 actions which accompanies the strategy. The creation of an implementation plan is a more logical approach, as it means that the overall strategy can be retained and the implementation plan adapted as time permits. Officers also undertook a review of existing Council strategic land use planning documents to understand any potential implications on Council's local policy framework as a result of the new strategy, and found them to be generally consistent with the direction of Plan Melbourne, and it is therefore not anticipated that any current strategies will require to be changed, and therefore the risk to Council policies appear to be limited. There may be requirements for Council to undertake work as part of the implementation of Plan 2017-2015 as directed by the State, and it is expected that most of this work would be funded from recurrent budgets or through Council's budget planning process. It is therefore recommended that Council note the content and proposed changes to the Metropolitan Planning Strategy, note the further work identified in this report, but also write letters in response to Plan Melbourne, as outlined in bullet point 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Does any Councillor require any further clarification? No. Can I have a mover for the motion?
Mr Chair, I'm happy to move the notice of motion.
And Councillor Merrick, do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Remover of seconder, any speakers against the motion? All those in favour? I think we have motion carried. Item number 1215, for an application 2014. And Mr. Maggio.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chair. So the purpose of this report is to consider a request for extension of time to a planning permit that was previously issued by Council for a telecommunications facility at the Burnside Heights Recreation Reserve. So the reserve is the Burnside Heights Recreation Reserve is a large reserve of some 21 hectares and contains a number of active and passive recreational facilities, including a couple of sporting ovals. It's also home to the Burnside Heights Football Club and the Burnside Springs Cricket Club. The reserve abuts the Colloid Creek to the south and land to the north on the opposite side of Tenterfield Drive is essentially used for residential purposes. The Colloid Creek Primary School is also located to the north of the reserve on the opposite side of Tenterfield Drive. A planning permit was previously issued by Council in December 2014, which authorised the construction of a telecommunication facility comprising a 25-metre high monopole, which was to replace an existing light pole at the reserve. So the application before Council, as I previously mentioned, is to consider a request to extend the time on the permit, which technically expired on the 29th of December 2016. So officers organised informal advertising or notification of the request, and that was via direct notification to the adjoining residential properties, and including the Colloid Creek Primary School, and other occupants of the school. So following the notification period, no objections were received to the request, nor were any submissions made in relation to the proposal. Notwithstanding the time which has elapsed since the planning permit was issued, it's considered by officers that the proposed facility is still an appropriate facility on the land. The proposed monopole is located on the south side of the main oval, and it's as far as practical from surrounding existing houses and the existing primary school. It's actually sited about 280 metres from the primary school, about 180 metres from houses to the north, and about 330 metres from houses to the west. Further, the facility provides co-location for Optus and Vodafone, which is something which is encouraged by the code of development code of practice. Further, the proposal will be designed and installed to satisfy the health requirements in terms of EME levels. So on that basis, it's recommended that the request for extension of time be granted for a further 2 years, as recommended in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any council require further clarification? Council Woodley.
Yes, I've got a question in regards to what steps did council or the telecommunications organisation make to notify of the towers that are going to be erected. I know that the first time that they were going to put the towers, a lot has changed within that community. So what steps did we take as a council, as well as the telecommunications tower company, take to inform?
Mr. Bajic.
For you, Councillor Turner. Essentially, this is the second permit that's been issued for the tower. The original permit was obviously advertised. There were objections. It ended up going to VCAT, and VCAT approved the original permit. That particular permit expired. The current application generated, I think it might have been a couple of objections, and the permit was eventually issued by council. This is a request for extension of time, so technically or formally, the council has no ability to give notice, but has given informal notice to the people that were notified previously, including the people that objected previously to the proposal, and we received no objections whatsoever. Copies of the plan and the permit were provided to the residents, and although there were a number of phone calls, no objections were received.
Yeah.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Mayor. I've been here. I noticed the fact that the benchmarks quoted here, 280 metres from primary school, 180 metres from house to the north, and 330 metres from house to the west. If that's the benchmark, we've got a new scout facility that has been proposed to observe in the future. There's no measurement indicated there. Are we using these measurements as the benchmark and nothing will encroach inside this?
For you, Mr. Acting Chair, these aren't really benchmarks as such. They're basically setbacks of the facility from what are considered to be sensitive uses, like the primary school and residential uses. Where the facility is located, it's, as I mentioned before, it's as far as possible, if you like, from those sensitive uses. And in addition to that, you'll notice in the report that as part of the original application, an EME report was prepared, which indicates that the proposal is in compliance with those levels.
Yeah. Through you, a further question. Right. Again, EMR is still emitted radiation is still questionable. It all depends where you are in the world. My question is, if we go to have a scout facility, are we saying practicable is 130, 150, 230 metres from the facility? Or do we need a further report that will identify the distance?
So I don't know exactly where the scout facility is being proposed on the reserve, but in terms of the report which has been prepared in relation to EME, it indicates that the facility equates to 1.17% of the maximum exposure limit. So that's significantly under, 1.17% of the maximum exposure limit is significantly under the maximum amount. So I think on that basis, notwithstanding the fact that that there is a scout facility being proposed somewhere on the reserve, I'm still confident that it complies with the relevant health standards.
Thank you, Mr. Badger.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Acting.
Further clarification, Mr. Hardy? Councillor Hardy?
Just a bit of clarification to that point. What I'm looking for is actually the sighting of the scout hall, when and where that happens, the distance, right? Because, as I said, the MR these days is being moved around all over the world. The emitted radiation process, the distances, and also the levels. So what is practicable today is certainly not practicable tomorrow. So I'm just looking to say, if there is going to be a scout facility located, we should look at having it, it as far away as practicable, and if not, having it at least equivalent to 280 metres or 180 metres from houses.
Yeah. Look, there's probably two points I'd like to make. I've been told that the scout facility is going to be located towards the Tenterfield Drive frontage of the site, so that's fairly close to those properties.
Okay.
To the north of the site. So those properties to the north are located about 180 metres from this facility. So on the basis that it's located near that particular frontage,
yeah,
I would imagine it's still going to be in the order of maybe 150, 160 metres from the facility.
I'm happy with the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any other councillor require any further clarification? Can I have a mover to the motion?
Sorry, I would like to move a motion.
Councillor Keswick, can I have a seconder for the motion?
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. A move by Councillor Keswick, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Any speakers against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried.
Now, item 10.2 now.
Yeah.
That was deferred.
Item 10.2, lease to Optus.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Chair. Thank you, Acting Chair.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, in regards to this being a subsequent notice of motion of the other one, I ask that the motion be now put as is.
Okay, no problem. Can I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'd like to move that motion, thanks.
Move by Councillor Busey. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second the motion.
Second by Councillor Keswick. All those in favour of the motion? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are we now? 16's done. 12-16 was done. It was it was in the block.
Okay, we're going to report to the other bodies, that's your committees. Councillor Carmen.
Nil for the committees for me, Mr. Chair.
That's good. Councillor Keswick.
No, Councillor.
Councillor Hardy. Do you have any committee reports?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Good. Councillor Medlick. That's just good.
Mr. Chair, I'll be very quick. I attended the Ravenhall Community Advisory Meeting, or the CAG, in the new statewide services building, and the presentation was the presentation that they gave us was good news that the prison is still on track to open at the end of 2017, and on completion of the facility, it will be able to house over 4,000 inmates. It is planned that Council will have the opportunity to have a walk through the facility sometime in the near future, and it will be open for members of the public to have a guided tour, hopefully sometime in the beginning of September. It was also great to see that the project is using local businesses wherever they can. They have used a couple of our very local businesses within Melton, and also the wider western area, so that in the western region they've used the services from there. They're looking at local IGA to supply their food, so it's great to see that they're supporting local businesses. They are looking for approximately 280 staff, and recruitment has already begun. Trevor, I'm sorry that I didn't get his surname, he is the governor of the new prison facility, was more than happy for this council to assist in any way they can for the recruitment of local people by placing the link on Farm Council's website directing them to the facility site and the recruitment requirements, which I believe Bruce Marshall, our officer, was looking into. So they are looking for quite a few members of staff to fill up their positions, and they're hoping that they'll be local. So anyone interested in working at the new facility to jump on either Council's website, or once we have it up, or the Ravenhall prison site. Thank you.
Yes.
Because with one extension of time, we need to request the council to move. And the second, we have an extension of 45 minutes.
I so move an extension of time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Happy to second, Mr. Chair.
Ready, Mama? Yeah,
can I help? No, you're fine.
Well, actually, you can. Yeah, let's put the motion first. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mulick, that we're in a 45-minute extension. All those in favour? Carried. Councillor Ibushi, you've got to speak about your committees.
Yep. I had the opportunity to attend my first Leisure Advisory Committee at the Bridge Road Athletic and Hockey Facility. That was on Tuesday the 28th. And we predominantly spoke about, there was a review of a report on establishing a bowls green in the city of Melton. And we also spoke about and saw visual photographs of the... as part of the Growing Suburbs Fund, we got to see some photos of the what the extension to the basketball courts would look like, as well as the tennis courts in Caroline Springs, which is going to look absolutely amazing. That's it from me.
Reports. So council facilities hasn't done it.
Reports from council. Have you got any committees you want to report to, darling? Sorry, I need her to get ahead.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I attended the WAVES reference group meeting on the Wednesday the 15th of March. And sorry, I haven't got my notes with me at the moment. From what I can remember, there's a lot of... they're doing a lot of fix-ups around the place. I think the carpets have been redone, carpet tiles. I'm not sure if that's correct, Murray. Is that the term they're using? Yes, and I'm refurbishing the change rooms. The boilers were redone last time, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Councillor Turner, have you... Thank you for filling in, Councillor Turner.
That's right, no problem. It's been a fairly quiet month. I had a Leisure Advisory Committee meeting on the 28th. And it was held at Bridge Road, and it was just a good opportunity to see around the facility inside and out. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Had all the councillors addressed in committees? I only had... Councillor Carley, first. Thank you, councillors. I attended the WAVES Reference Committee, and it's great to see that the over-70s are going to be able to still get in and have a swim free of charge. That's not to be promoted widely because I don't think they want too many, but anyone that rocks up, fine. Lead West, the Community Learning Board had a lifelong learning workshop, and what came out of that was that we've done some great work both international and Australia-wide, and we also need to regroup and focus in on some of our wonderful achievements. And the Community Safety Advisory Committee met, and we were talking about the community safety issues around our municipality. And it's hard to believe that if you believe what you read on social media or in the media, you'd think that the crime rate was everywhere, whereas police are saying that our crime rate, by and large, is down. So the stats for those will come sooner rather than later. Okay, councillor representation and acknowledgements. Now, I don't know what order councillor Turner started in, so I think I'll start off with councillor Turner, saying he was so good.
Got a funny idea you do that. I'll just pick a couple.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay.
Just getting a little bit late, I'll just pick a couple. We had the City of Melton Stampede at Tabcorp Park, which all councillors attended. It was a great night. Harmony Day. You know, what can you say about Harmony Day? It was a fantastic day. It was great to see the community coming out and getting involved. And that was probably the highlight of the month, to be honest. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy, would you like to say anything?
Yes, thank you. Well, with your indulgence, on Sunday the 5th of March, the Brookfield Arnold's Creek Clean Up Australia Day, the 7th of March, Moonee Valley International Women's Day Breakfast, quite enjoyable and informative. 7th of March, Citizen Ceremony, Nelson. The 8th of March, the Citizen Ceremony, Nelson. The 9th of Friday, the Zonta International Women's Day Dinner. 21st was the Ballarat Federation University discussion on TAFE and University Campus Review. The 22nd of Wednesday of March, Australian Road Safety Awards. Again, a very informative morning. The 22nd, the check presentation, Club Caroline Springs grants. I think everybody thoroughly enjoyed, particularly those recipients that were successful. 24th, the Harmony Day, as Councillor Turner already put. A great outcome. The one thing especially was at Melton South, where I attended with the Mayor, and people were handing out food parcels. It's quite a soul-searching day, and these people need to have support in the future, which I will raise at 232 down the track. 25th was the Melton Stampede. We all attended. It was a wonderful night. And the 28th was Melton Rotary Infrastructure Employment Talk. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Kesich.
Madam Mayor, I would just like to say that I didn't attend Stampede, so some of us, yeah. I would like to say that on the 9th of March, I attended Zonta International Women's Day. What a beautiful event. Then Harmony Day, and on the 22nd of March, presentation for Club Caroline Springs grants. Short and sweet. It was beautiful and too short for me.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Councillor Maidlin.
Madam Mayor, I'll be very brief because of the time. As I mentioned previously, I've attended a special screening of the documentary entitled Embrace for International Women's Day celebration that Melton City Council hosted at Melton Reading Cinema over several sessions. A great film documentary by Taryn Brumford, founder of Body Image Movement, and it uncovers why poor body image has become a global epidemic and what women everywhere can do to have a brighter future. I also attended the Zonta opening of 5 Mackenzie Street. What a great new facility we have for our elderly residents as well as our residents experiencing disabilities. I also attended the Melton Stampede and the ALGWA mentoring program, where Minister Natalie Hutchins endorsed a mentoring program that I have undertaken earlier this council term to help share some of my knowledge around local government with newly elected female councillors. ALGWA received $20,000 grant supported by Minister Natalie Hutchins, and she's a great pioneer and supporter of this program. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Fantastic. Councillor Bushy.
On the 8th of March, I attended the citizenship ceremony. On the 9th of March, the Zonta International Women's Day event. And on the 25th of March, the Melton Stampede at Tapco Park, which is a great event.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Carley?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, on the 9th of March, I attended the Zonta International Women's Day annual dinner dance. The 18th of March, Harmony Day, that was a spectacular day up in Caroline Springs. The 22nd of March, the check presentations for the club in Caroline Springs. The 24th of March, I popped into the My City, My Say up in Diggers Rest. The 25th of March, Melton Stampede. And Madam Mayor, if I may just take this opportunity to say a huge well done and congratulations to the Hillside Sharks Football Club. Last Friday night they played their first game of the season and the girls kicked off the season. They had an under-12s team and the under-15s, and the under-15s actually won. So I'm very happy for them. And also, I would also like to say congratulations to the Sydenham Hillside Cricket Club. They also, Madam Mayor, sorry, I'm going to read off my message in my phone. In the juniors under-16s, they won a premiership, and in the seniors, the thirds and the seconds won premierships. So I want to say a huge well done. And they said that it was all thanks to the turf that council had installed, and they were very grateful. Also, that
the
it was
all as what?
The turf. Because we laid we put some turf up there.
Oh, we couldn't have done it without the turf.
But they are very, very grateful, and you can see they've been their winners. Also, Madam Mayor, Charles Perry, who is a Hillside resident, he is exhibiting his stunning landscapes artwork at the Caroline Springs Gallery until the 12th of April. His exhibition is called Wet on Wet, and if you haven't gone there to have a look, please go. It is just spectacular work that Charles has. That's all from me, Madam Mayor. Thank you,
Councillor Carley. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On a Thursday, the 9th of March, I attended the Zonta International Women's Day dinner, and I'd like to thank Dawn Clark, the President, for inviting us all, because we had a fantastic night at Westwaters Hotel. Saturday, the 11th of March, I attended an ovarian cancer fundraiser at Tabcorp Park, which was amazing and raised so much money for much-needed funds. I attended the Fraser Street Reserve opening on the Tuesday, the 14th of March, and the opening of Mackenzie Street Aged Services Centre and Redevelopment. Saturday, 8th of March, was Harmony Day at Caroline Springs, which was fantastic, and it's good to know that we're celebrating multiculturalism within this great city of ours. And thanks to all the Mountain City Councillors for organising that too. They did a fantastic job. Tuesday the 21st of March was lunch with the PAG clients, Councillor Carley attended with me, and we had a fantastic day there, which was just fantastic. And
except there was no lunch.
That's for next time, Italian night, I believe. Social support space in Mackenzie Street. Wednesday 22nd of March was a cheque presentation for Club in Caroline Springs, which was fantastic, and congratulations to everyone that did get some. Thursday 23rd of March was Harmony Day launch of Food Story Cookbook, an artwork display at Melton train station, which is again fantastic. 24th of March was My City, My Say in Diggers Rest and the community barbecue. It was good to mingle with community residents, and it was a fantastic night. Saturday the 25th of March was a mountain stampede at Tabcorp Park, my fellow councillors and myself really had a fantastic night. Thank you, Tabcorp Park. Friday the 31st of March was the Woodley Walk of Honour, which was a wonderful day which commemorated our fallen soldiers. And I'd like to thank Chris Brasher for all the hard work that he's done with that too. Thank you very much.
Okay, councillors, I've got about 100 events here which I could name. And two citizenship ceremonies, International Women's Day, both at Caroline Springs, at Zonta, at Moonee Valley, at Melton, the documentary that was posted at readings, Holy Day for the Shredurga Temple, the opening of both Fraser Street and Mackenzie Street, the Highway of Hope Church teamed with Resurgence to get those two organisations talking, because they give a lot of their time, volunteer time, to feeding some of our most needy in our community. The Western Chances Scholarship Awards, where the MC was a Meltonian from, he's been supported in his Melbourne University studies to become a doctor, and he was just absolutely formidable, and I won't name him because he didn't want any acknowledgement, but it was so great to see someone from Melton who'd achieved their dream and was actually going back to the organisation that had supported them, just like they had Councillor Bodenborg in the past, to MC the event. Harmony Day, any event's a great day when you see Councillor Turner's in kilts.
The planned activity group was fantastic, as always. You get the most honest responses from those around the table, and they're just so pleased as punch to have us there. Patchwork information session about how council as an agent is going to go through in dealing with the NDIS and other early years paperwork and programs after 2018. Meeting with Fed Uni, the Australian Road Safety Awards. We were nominated, we were finalists in both the local government category and also the community initiative category. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but it's an Australian Road Safety Award, and it's the first time we've been shortlisted for as a finalist. Check presentation at Caroline Springs Grants, Harmony Day, and the launch of the food storybook, and also the Strengthening Multicultural Communities artwork display at the railway station. The Community Road Safety Forum, meeting with prospective developers re the Diggers Rest Pub and also the Diggers Rest Supermarket, Chinese Delegation re Friendship City Talks, My City, My Say at Diggers Rest, the Springside College Art Exhibition, the retirement of a 30-year-old teacher, the retirement of a teacher who's worked in the specialist school for 30 years and has given of herself to this community, and especially those that were more needy. Verity, she's an absolute gem. She's actually from Bacchus Marsh, but she has worked diligently in the city of Melton for the last 30 years, and I commend her. Also, the Melton Stampede, the meeting with Vic Roads train crossings, and thank you to our citizen there, Mr. Alan Perry, for organising that. Meeting that Helen and I had with Western Water, the interview of the emerging leaders from within council. They interviewed the mayor, and I think councillors, the CEO is going to scrub interviews with the mayor from now on, because they gave him some great initiatives that they could run with. Much to probably executive's dismay. The information evening at Springside College or the new Taylors Hill School, the opening of Phase 1 of Woodley Walk of Honour, and it was great to see Alan and, was it John, launched the first stage of that, the Springside College 2017 student presentation ceremony, meeting with Toolumbar residents through the petrol station, the walk in harmony around Woodgrove that Councillor DeSantis joined us on, the launch of Julie Sapara's art exhibition, and the Sri Lankan New Year Festival. Also, I want to touch on what Councillor Carley said. Charles Perry did an actual a tutoring session and mentoring session on Saturday at the Raglan Cottage, which is the old honey shack, and his patience, his professionalism and his guide through the work of art and colour was a sight to be seen, and I congratulate that man. He's astounding, and to Eric, one of our officers, for putting on such an interactive session. It was fantastic for all to see. Also, I want to acknowledge coming up this month on the 25th of April is Anzac Day, which pay tribute to our fallen soldiers. There'll be a number of services going on both in the township and in the Eastern Corridor at Caroline Springs, and I believe at Diggers Rest as well. So if you take a moment, remember those that sacrificed the ultimate to give us the freedoms we have today. Okay, having said all that, notices of motion. I'll start off with 15.1 and scrub that. I'll let it lapse because I've had discussions with the advocacy and also the economic development managers at council, and there's quite a few interesting delights coming through the Christmas period, so I'll just take that wait-and-see approach. Secondly, 15.2, notice of motion 468. I'll stand to move that council adds to its annual events calendar an event to celebrate International Women's Day
and that a budget provision of $10,000 with an allocation for a guest speaker be included in the 2017-18 budget for an inaugural event.
Okay. Madam Mayor Turner? Sorry, Madam Mayor, can I just ask if you would consider, as the mover of the motion, extra dot points? That the event complies with Council's dry Council policy, that Council potentially considers involving other women's community groups such as the CWA or Country Women's Association for catering purposes, that all councillors are invited to the event regardless of their gender, and that Council considers using local businesses to cater for the event such as Tabcorp, West Waters or Windmill or whatever the...
So what was the last one?
Sorry, that Council consider using local businesses to cater for the event, so example Tabcorp Park or West Waters, where they charge, say, $45 a head, which will decrease the amount.
See, we pay $39 a head, I don't think so.
Sorry?
We paid $39 a head, plus the balance was drinks.
Well, I believe that these organisations would include drinks with it, Madam Mayor. Mm. I don't know. Oh, that's just something that I looked into. I could be wrong, but just some dot points to consider.
I haven't got a problem with any of the things you've mentioned. But I think I'd probably wait to see a report that would come back outlining what the events team, once an International Women's Day event is scheduled in the calendar, can come up with.
So are you incorporating that?
Point of clarification, Madam Mayor.
The
motion as it reads, she's right, that a budget provision of $10,000 be included in the 2017-18 budget for the inaugural event. Was there any recognition that it should be plus allocation for a guest speaker?
Yeah, with an allocation of for a guest speaker.
I didn't hear that, Madam Mayor,
sorry.
In the original motion.
It was $10,000 with an allocation for a guest speaker.
Thank you very much.
And the items Councillor Madeley can be incorporated in the event. I haven't got a problem.
Sorry.
Is there a seconder for the notice of motion?
Madam Mayor, I'd be happy to second that motion.
No, I'm just going to have it as... Are you happy if I leave it as having this and we'll include the
three dot points.
The three dot points in the whatever for consideration when... for whoever the events in the events team does the International Women's Day.
Madam Mayor, are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Councillor Madeley.
Madam Mayor, so you mean the three dot points, not the four?
What was the fourth, sorry?
Sorry, that Council consider using local businesses to cater for the event.
Four.
And I think part of this, the officer's comment, is to bring a further report to Council, is that right? That'll still happen, won't it? Because it says council staff will commence developing a brief and scope as to what such a day could be and present it to council for further consideration.
And these four considerations can be taken into, and if they're missed,
I'm sure they'll be taken into consideration with the report.
So
council officers,
can I just leave it as there with those as suggestions going forward? Thank you. The motion before, Councillor Turner.
Could you ask him to assume the chair?
Could you assume the chair as I move this?
No, no, you're saying. Motion moved by Councillor Ramsay, seconded by Councillor Mulick.
Councillor Hardy.
Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion?
Madam Mayor.
Speakers against the motion?
Sorry, just one more. Drop point, if you may. When we talk about $10,000 with allocation for an extra allocation for a guest speaker, can we put a cap on the guest speaker? Because depending on who they are, I'd hate to see another, whoever they are, come out for $20,000 and then that's included in the
$10,000. It'll come to a report of council.
But I think we should still put a cap
on
the guest speaker.
A guest speaker may be free.
They could be, but I'm just saying I think it's responsible for this council to put a cap on the guest speaker at this stage.
Councillor Rowley, do you accept that?
I would just leave it with an allocation for a guest speaker because if it's going to come to council, council still has the veto power. At the end of the day, a report will come. And if a guest speaker who is free, $2,000, $4,000, $6,000, $8,000, you just don't know. And I think it would be up to the council of the day to decide who's the most appropriate, or depending on the theme or whatever council at the time wants to carry, it's better left, you know, with a little bit of flexibility. But if at the end of the day the speaker is too great a price, maybe then that we send them away and ask them to research it a little bit further.
Okay. You're happy with that, Councillor Carley? Okay, moved by Councillor Ramsey, second by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? All those against the motion?
I'd like to speak on the motion, Mr. Chair.
You can after... Is that right? You can?
You haven't called the motion, Mr. Chair. It's up to you whether you...
I'll let Councillor Medley speak. Briefly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that. It's been a long night. I would like to see a cap on the speaker in regards to the amount. I certainly don't want to... the council of the day could, and I'm not saying this council would, but, you know, in future councils, they could get a guest speaker internationally that costs $50,000 or $250,000, and I just think that we should actually put a cap of some sort, just so it doesn't go out of budget.
Okay, well, you need to vote against then. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. Motion's carried.
Mr. Chair, could I please call for a division?
You certainly can. All those in favour of the motion, Councillor Harvey, Councillor Kesick, Councillor Abbasi, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner. All those against the motion, Councillor Willick, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis. Thank you. I declare the motion carried.
Thank you. 15.3, notice of motion 469, Councillor Abbasi.
Madam Mayor, that Council provide a report assessing the need for increased youth outreach support services targeting identified locations and times of day where young people congregate in public spaces. The report is to make recommendations about how Council may achieve an improved outcome for young people at risk of disengagement.
I'd like to second that notice of motion. Councillor Turner, you're in the chair.
Okay, moved by Councillor seconded by Councillor Ramsey. All those in favour of the motion?
Sorry, point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
It is a clarification, and then sorry, Councillor Madelick, the chair is supposed to get the advice from who?
I'm calling on a point of order. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Sorry. Point of order, Mr. Chair. I believe it's clarification, and then whoever wants to speak.
Is there any chance of getting any clarification? Sorry, you wishing for?
Oh, no.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank this council for continuing to support young people at risk in our community. I know that we have some great challenges in the city of Melton around violence in our community, specifically young offenders. And I'm determined in my term of council that this council tries to do everything it can, like it is now, to demonstrate that we support young people. It's not about locking kids up, it's about giving them an opportunity to change their offending behaviour by addressing their needs. And I thank Council for supporting and continuing to support young people in our municipality.
Moved by Councillor Brucey, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. All those in favour? Carried.
15.4, now I've got 17 minutes to get through this agenda, guys, so please work with me or you're coming back at it at the same time, same place next time. 15.4, notice of motion 470, Councillor DeSantis.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion of the Ordinary Meeting of Council to be held on 3rd of April 2017, that a brief report be prepared by the Chief Executive Officer outlining dealings currently being undertaken by himself in conjunction with the Mayor, Councillor Hardy and any other councillor or council officer in relation to Victoria University or any other tertiary education institution and any other parties involved in these discussions, that this report be prepared by the next Ordinary Meeting of Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Is there a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Does any councillor seek further clarification? All those. Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Notice of motion 471, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will give my notice of intention to move the following motion at the Ordinary Council on 3rd of April, that Harmony Day event be altered between Willows Homestead in 2018 and Morton Homestead, with the consideration given to other venues such as Ainsbury, Diggers Rest, Carline Springs Library and Rockback, if suitable in future years.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Is there a seconder for the motion?
I would like to second, Madam.
Councillor Kesich, thank you. Does any councillor seek clarification?
Madam Mayor, just in regards to Caroline Springs Library, would the mover of the motion be happy just to leave it at Caroline Springs?
Yes.
Just so
I
we
agree
can
with
look
you wholeheartedly,
other...
Councillor Madeley. Can we delete the word? You happy library. With that? Are you happy
just
with
library.
That as a seconder? Okay. Does any other councillor seek further clarification? Would any councillor like to speak to the motion? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I just want to say congratulate, well done to Councillor Turner for this notice of motion, because I think it's great that we have such spectacular events like Harmony Day and like Australia Day, and they get rotated throughout the municipality to show all the other wonderful places that we have that some residents might not be aware of. So well done to Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Councillor Carley, and I apologise, Councillor Turner, I didn't ask you if you wanted to speak first. Would you like to say anything at all?
No, I'd like to go home, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. Motion's carried, thank you. Notice of motion 472, Councillor Kesich.
Madam Mayor, I would like to move a motion that in light of the EPA decision to grant a reduced works permit in respect of the Ravenhall landfill, Council writes to a Minister of Planning and the Premier and also Opposition, reiterating its objections to the proposal for the expansion of the landfill, calling on to the state government to refuse the planning permit application.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Anna.
Is there a seconder for the motion?
Madam Mayor, I'm happy to second, and just to clarify, would that be including the Shadow Minister of Planning and the Leader of Opposition, if Councillor Kesich is happy to agree with that? Okay.
I'm happy to agree with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Madelick. Does any councillor seek further clarification?
I just have one further clarification, Madam Mayor. In regards to our original opposition opposing this landfill site in last year, I can't remember what month, with a whole list of things that we needed to consider, has the Minister actually considered that yet, or is that part of his consideration to the panel, or where does that actually sit now?
It was considered by the panel. It was a submission, part of our submission to the panel, and our submission to the panel forms part of the panel report So the minister still has that in front of him.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Madlick. Okay, if there are no further clarification, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Madlick. Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Hopefully this is last. 15.7, notice of motion 473, Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. So I move that due to high levels of public use and significant local community demand, Council provide the installation of public toilet facilities within Tenterfield Park, located at 1 to 61 Tenterfield Drive, Burnside Heights, within the next financial year budget, 2017-18. The provision of basic public amenities will rectify significant omission in what is a high quality and much loved community reserve featuring extensive walking routes, Central Park and Children's Playground, approximately 7 hectares in size, capacity for high levels of concurrent public use support, community calls for an immediate installation of toilet facilities. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Bushy. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the motion before us, moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Madeley. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, in reading officers' comments, I noticed that Cambrian Way Reserve, which it says local, which I believe is in Melton South, but please correct me if
it's not.
Okay, well, I know it's
Melton.
Just in Melton. Why was this park given a toilet, as it's a local park, and it's saying here that we only give to active reserves?
Through you, Madam Mayor. I can't account for the exact reason why. It's a very, very old facility on that site, but our current practice is not to require toilet facilities at local parks from developers, for example, when they're constructing parks and handed over to council. As for the exact reasons as to why this received one 20 plus years ago, I'd guess, I couldn't answer that.
Okay, Councillor Carling.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just one more question. Is there a public toilet that's located near the horse statue in the Melton Town Centre?
Yes, there is.
Yep. Is there any playgrounds or heavy usage around that area by children?
Yeah, it's the town centre, and it's designed to be used by children and all members of the public to sit, have lunch, recreate. Yep.
Okay, then further clarification. Is there... okay, the yes, certainly, Councillor Turner.
How many public spaces or parks do we have throughout the community? In doing so, I'd just like to ask, with the hierarchy of parks, it's obviously we can't put toilets in every park across the municipality. So what is the gauge line, the measure of hierarchy of parks to allow for these sort of facilities? Please.
Through you again.
Mr. Stokes. Sorry, you've been caught on the
whole. That's right. No, I've got the information. There's just multiple parts of the question. I was clarifying that in my own head. In answer to your question, Councillor Turner, there's in excess of 500 local parks that Council is responsible for. Public parks that Council is responsible for. Of those, there's 149 that have playgrounds in them, and then of those, there's 16 that have public toilets. The second part of your question, Councillor Turner, can I get you to repeat?
The criteria.
So, Council's got an existing open space plan that it recently adopted, and within that, there's a hierarchy of local, district, and regional. Is spelt out. One of the many actions of that open space plan is for Council to develop a guideline that further articulates the provision of infrastructure at these parks. However, notwithstanding that, council does have a landscape guideline in place that, as I mentioned earlier, that it uses to determine the provision of assets within a park, and local parks are not in that in terms of the provision of toilet blocks, and they are usually provided in regional spaces or district level open spaces. Essentially, the main driver behind that is if you need to drive to a facility, you've travelled and there's a chance that you'll be spending a long period of time at the facility as well for a sporting event, etc., and therefore would require public conveniences as opposed to a local park that you're more inclined to walk to.
Thank you, Mr. Stokes. Okay, if there's no further clarification, the motion's been moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Does any councillor wish to speak to the item?
Madam Mayor, I would like to say a few words. I went there to this Tenterfield bar by myself.
If Councillor Bushy needs to start.
Thank
Sorry, Councillor Kesich, you will be next.
Madam Mayor, this initiative wasn't put forward willy-nilly. It was put forward with due consideration, consultation with the local community, two-hour meetings at the park. Last Saturday, on the 1st of the 4th, meeting at the park, followed by a post by me on Facebook to gauge some more responses from the community on their thoughts. Just to give some background to this one, there's a disability group that regularly uses this park. They're from Brimbank, but they use this park because it's advertised as one of the best in the western suburbs, and it has great facilities and particular play equipment that's easy to access by disabled children. It's a real inconvenience for people because it's such a popular park. We get people from all over different neighbouring municipalities that use it. They're not locals, and they have to use a toilet facility. They have to leave the park, drive to a local shopping centre, and then come back. That's the biggest inconvenience because it's used so much. It's hard for people to access a toilet. It's also been endorsed by the Melbourne Playgrounds group that has 22,000 followers, that has also, on my behalf, got feedback from people who have used the park, and I'm happy to share the details of that piece. And I'll leave...
Sorry. If the gallery, I know it's been a long night, but if you could remain patient with us just for a little bit longer so the councillors can hear.
So overall, like I said, like I had mentioned, it's not an initiative that has been put forward from a thought. There's been lots of work that's gone into this, and it's been backed by numerous community groups within our municipality and outside our municipality, and I would hope that it would receive some support tonight.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I went there by myself, and I noticed that it's a rather linear park than a really park for full indulgement. There is a wetlands, there is a lake, and not really much space really to put a toilet over there. On the widest part, this place is around 40 metres wide. Mm. And I have spoken to residents, one in the first row to the park and one from the second row. Both of them, they were against toilet facility in that strip, if I may call. And different reasons. They wouldn't like smell from the area. They wouldn't like different groups and peoples and perhaps drug dealers at night to come to that area. So bearing in mind that it would cost $180,000, mm.
And in vicinity of this one, we have another three or four, which look really like a parks, and also with children playgrounds, without the toilets. I fear that with building this one, they would we would open a floodgates of toilets everywhere in every park. If I understood properly, we have around 150 parks, and roughly there will be $27 million, and that will be roughly about $2,250,000 just for the maintaining and manning these toilets. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kisich. Does any other councillor wish to speak? Councillor Bushy, would you like? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, when we talk about Tenterfield Park, and I don't know how many councillors have been out there, but it's just not a local park. This park is used by many, many residents, and people come from outside our municipality to use to have birthday parties at this park, just to have playgroup dates and things like that. And the closest toilet is the Watervale Shopping Centre. There's been cases at this park where there's been human faeces left on the playground equipment. That is a huge issue. Councillor Bushy, I know, has put this on Facebook, and I've seen the comments that residents are saying, yes, please, we need some toilets there. It is very heavy utilised. And to speak about two residents that are complaining about a smell, it's not going to be an open toilet. I don't see that any of the other facilities that we have that we've ever had a problem with the smell of the toilets. So I can't say I agree with that statement. But, Madam Mayor, I would like to see some toilets at this park, only because it is heavily utilised. There is an issue at this park, and I fully support Councillor Bushy on this one.
Thank you, Councillor.
Madam Mayor, I'm allowed to...
No, sorry, you've had your... Sorry, Councillor Kisich. That's meeting procedure. Okay, Councillor Madelick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think...
No one wanted to speak, and now everybody's jumping up.
Oh, no, I was just waiting my turn patiently, Madam Mayor. In regards to $27 million on toilet facilities, I think that's going a bit extreme. At the moment, we've dealt with toilets in certain areas, like I know Melton Botanic Gardens isn't a park, but we considered that on its own merits as well. And it's a go-to tourist place. Not all of our residents are asking for toilets in parks, and if we really want to talk about precedence and opening the floodgates, I think it's a bit too late to say that now that we've funded a church $40,000 for carols by candlelight. I'm not sure how many churches we've got in the area, but if Councillor Goran Kisich is saying that we've opened a floodgate, which I don't believe is correct, then we can also look at the same at the carols by candlelight, which I also believe is not correct. I don't foresee every single church coming to us asking for an amount, so putting up that argument really doesn't stick with me.
Sorry, Councillor Madelick. Madam Mayor, I actually said to you it was quite distracting from the members of the gallery to my left that keep speaking, and I'm
members of the gallery, please
hear Councillor Madelick.
Please stop talking. Please.
Sorry, Councillor Madelick.
Thank you, Councillor Coley. Thank you, Madam Mayor. So in regards to precedent...
Ladies, please.
We have to be very careful when we throw around nilly-willy about precedents. Basically, I haven't received a prior park wanting an actual toilet facility, so this is one of the first ones that have come up since the time that I've been on council. So I think the argument for the toilet is very it's sound basis. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
All right, Councillor Bushy, did you want to sum up?
Yep.
Okay.
I'd just like to quickly sum up and say that if this is supported tonight, that there would be, as recommended by the council officers, there would be consultation with the community about exactly where this toilet would go. It's not just going to be put in any space without consultation. And I'd also like to say that an example of a park, Baronia Park, which is a dog park. I've had residents in my thread contact me and say we've got a toilet in a dog park that's used just for a dog park, but we can't get a toilet for our children. I'd just like to leave it there. Thanks.
Okay, councillors, the debate's finished. The motion's been put by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Madelick. All those in favour of the motion? All those against?
Madam Mayor, can I ask for a point of a division?
Well, it's a deadhead at the moment, and because I believe from the discussions last week, Councillor Mendes, even though she's been taken off to hospital, wasn't in support of that because there's 149 parks without toilets. And also we have a hierarchy. Botanic Gardens is a regional park. I'm going with the officer's recommendations and voting against it. So I'll declare the motion lost.
Can I now ask a question?
Okay. All those in favour first? Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Madeley, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis. All those against? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich. And for me to cast the... It's declared lost on a cast. Try and write it down at the same time.
Madam Mayor, just considering the time, I think we have to call another extension.
We can't call another extension, so if you don't want to come back in next Tuesday at the same time...
I'm happy to call an extension, but
I don't think we're allowed to in our meeting local law, so we'll just look down and go very quickly. Councillors, questions without notice? None. Motions without notice have been done. Urgent business. Come on, councillors, keep up with me. Nil? Okay, can I have a procedural motion?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated: 19.1, 19.2, 19.3.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Is there a seconder?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much to the gallery. Thank you for being so patient with us. Bear with us for a little bit longer. If you dare go out and make yourself a cup of tea, we'll be out in the next couple of moments. Thank you. Drive safely. Okay.
Councillor Carley?